some reason, instead of recording my audio through, I'm plugged into my machine directly through like a somewhat nice mic, and okay. Instead of recording me through its own channel, it records me through the iChat audio as well. Which is weird because it doesn't record like the microphone throughput audio. It records the audio right before it sends it to you. So it's actually like the compressed audio.
So the quality is not as high?
Right. The quality is like the quality of what your audio is coming in. But for you, it makes sense because obviously, you know, yours is coming to me. But for some reason, it records me the same way, which is really unfortunate because if I record myself on like a regular track, it sounds significantly better than it sounds.
You're sounding a little bassy right now. It's a bit muffled coming from you. I don't know how I'm sounding from your end.
You sound perfect, actually, for what iChat stuff does. Mine might be bassy because I'm talking through a condenser mic on a mix board, and I have just taken this thing out of storage for the first time like in 6 months, so like some of the knobs might actually be twisted. I haven't even looked at the board.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
So is this something new from iChat or is it just?
It's like, actually a GarageBand thing. It's weird. There's actually no feature in iChat that would even let you know that this is a possibility. When you start an iChat conversation and then go into GarageBand and hit record, it immediately says, hey, I just noticed you have iChat audio going. Do you want to record that stream? With a little notice that says, be sure everybody knows you're recording them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't, you know, Linda trip it or whatever.
Right, right. So is this, I was looking at the GarageBand page on Apple.com, and they had a couple of, looks like pretty neat things. There's a function called podcast engineering where your voice, if you've got music playing in the background and you start talking, the music automatically decreases in volume.
Yeah, they're calling it ducking.
Ducking, okay.
Yeah, which may actually be the proper word. I don't know. But it's a new feature to this version, and I had no idea that, and I was screwing around at first with some of like the new jingles and stuff. And I started recording over a jingle, and then I hit play, and every time I talked, the jingle would quiet down, and I thought I was doing something wrong. I couldn't figure it out, and then I saw ducking in there. For some reason, the first time I saw ducking, I thought it said duckling, as in, like, the ugly. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I guess I should leave a check, because I don't know what duckling is. Turns out I just can't read.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
What's this iWeb thing? Is it pretty decent?
That reminds me. I opened it, but I never looked at it. It's basically what it is. There's this huge target audience that no one has successfully claimed, I guess, of people who are morons but want to run a website and don't ever want to learn anything, just want, you know, to drag things around. And obviously Dreamweaver for a long time attempted to solve that, but never really did it because in the beginning it just was really atrocious to use and wrote really bad code. And then eventually people started using it for real development, so I think that it kind of lost that thing. But basically the idea here is that you open iWeb, you say, I want to create a new, like I just opened it, I'm trying to see, I can't figure out how to use it, which is great because I'm a programmer. And I can't figure it out, but I'm sure if I gave it to my mom, she'd open it and she'd be like, oh, I got a blog now.
I see. So it's basically web design for retards, essentially.
Yeah, effectively. I mean, much like, man, I can't figure it out at all. I can't figure out how to create one thing. There it goes. I see why. It opened through GarageBand initially, and then I don't know what happened, but... Yeah, there's actually no design whatsoever, which is kind of the part that I think will appeal to people because they have like templates just like with iDVD and with all that stuff. So, for instance, there's some really goofy looking ones. I'll just pick the white, and then there's
always the baby shower link. I think there's always a baby shower.
Yeah, actually, I see one. There's one called baby. Yeah. Okay, let's pick baby, and there's a couple of, then it gives you a couple of different options like welcome. about me, photos, movie, blog, and podcast as the different kinds of pages you can choose from. So, like, you can just choose the welcome page and hit choose, and then you just presented with this page, basically. And what it is it's how it, identically how it will appear, at least in Safari, on when you publish it. And then you can just go directly in, click on the text, and change it. So, for some unknown reason, the baby's name in here, when you first load it up, is Akira Tanaka.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's actually this baby. This baby looks like it has a serious case of rosacea, actually.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a weird picture. Cute baby in the sense that all babies are cute, but not in the sense that truly not all babies are cute, but you're not really supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Like, has a really weird-looking face. But, yeah, and then you can just kind of swap these pictures in and out and type your own text, like, all right, hi, Kevin. And then,
are you going to post this online?
Yeah, so what you should be able to do here is say publish to .mac from the file menu. So it's saying before publishing, make sure you own the copyrights.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Don't show this again. I'm going to check that box because I don't ever want to be told that again. And now it's going to log into .mac, which is the unfortunate thing I think about this whole situation, and hopefully maybe this is improved, is that .mac is horrendously slow for everything.
Mm.
So the idea is like, oh, you can really quickly create a website, and then bam, it goes up to .mac, and 6.5 hours later, it'll finally appear.
The website will be homepage.mac.com/something/something.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of which are like case-sensitive upper and lowercase codes.
My next blog is going to be a GeoCities blog, just to be ironic, I suppose. Like the piss poor design with the animated GIFs.
I like how you say GIF rather than GIF.
Is it GIFs?
Well,
I took a class. I took the basic computer programming or internet online whatever class at school. I had a big argument. I and several of the people call it GIFs.
Right.
You know, and they go, no, it's GIF. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. Whenever you go to Europe, do you ever stop by Germany? You know, I mean, I've always heard it called GIFs, so, but I guess that's not it in computer.
It's actually probably the first time I've ever heard someone use another word example where I actually thought it actually works in the argument, because most of the time they say things like ghost, which just doesn't make sense, because that, yeah, you do say ghost, you don't say jost, because that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But yeah,
Germany. Next time, remember that if you need to argue with someone.
Yeah, Germany is good. So it says now, it says it's homepage.mac.com/GarrettMurray/iWeb.
Oh, Jesus. Can you just send me a link?
Although, you know, I just typed that in, and it didn't work. So I wonder if it's case sensitive. I bet it is. Oh, this is really convenient. Oh, they changed it. Now it's web.mac.com.
Mm.
Which I guess makes more sense. It used to be homepage, and now that they've pushed, because you can still create homepages through here. I'll send the other link. You can still create homepages through the .mac interface, which are just atrocious pieces of junk. And now I guess so they separated it. You know, it's weird. I uploaded this. It doesn't look the same on the web, as it were, as it does in iWeb.
Oh.
It's actually in iWeb. It's left aligned and it has a gray background with a little shadow. And on the website, it is center aligned with no background.
Yeah, which, I see that. I see that.
Which is really weird.
You're very good at Latin, by the way.
Yeah, you like that. That's how I announce my baby in Latin. Do you see the rosacea though on that baby?
Yeah. Oh,
there's like
gosh.
There's flaky skin.
Looks like she's got sickle cell anemia.
Oh, sickle cell anemia apparently is the funniest thing I've
sickle
ever heard.
Sickle cell Akira. Oh, a lifetime of inoculations.
Yeah.
Baby Akira.
A stereotypical picture of a baby holding a finger.
Oh, that's cute. She's got no eyelids at all. Oh.
But.
I guess I'm still stuck in 2004.
Yeah, not as fancy as I'm rocking the quad now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, quad.
Are you thinking about getting that Intel?
Well, no, because I just bought this quad.
Oh yeah, well, son of a bitch.
It looks identical to my other machine, but it's faster, which is cool. And I get to say quad a lot,
Huh.
which is a little unfortunate because I think a lot of people who are not nerds or tech people or you know, Mac people immediately think I'm talking about four wheel like off-road bicycles, bikes. Not bicycles. It shows how much I know in the reverse that I call them bicycles. You know those quad, what are those called? Quads, you know, the motor, the dirt bike quad
Oh
wheel. Yeah.
yeah.
So
I know what you're
I
talking
said
about.
it twice at work this week. Someone said, "What kind of computer do you have at home?" And I said, "A quad." And one person was like, "That's not a computer. You ride that outside."
Let me see if I can find one more thing, and then one more picture. This is very neat. I did not know. See, I'm learning something new every day about this. Okay, here we go. This is now a quarter of a lobster roll.
You should keep that as your buddy
Which
icon that you.
that'll be officially my
And thank you for the precise measurement as well, a quarter of a lobster roll.
Thank you. That's right. The other three quarters are absolutely delicious, let me tell you that. Oh, jeez.
Which reminds me, are you still doing the features beat?
Yeah. I'm actually going out to a restaurant review in about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, this is actually, you might appreciate this. I'm doing a series of stories on Mongolian barbecue, like the flat top grill.
We should probably make it clear that you write for the
Chicago
Chicago.
Tribune, right?
Yes. Okay. So.
Yeah, so I had to go to a Mongolian style barbecue restaurants for I had to go to six different ones in the span of 2 weeks, and basically these are the type of places where you walk, you're in a line, and you take a bowl and you fill it with meat, vegetables, sauces, indiscriminately, I might
Right.
add, whatever looks good. And for some reason, the combination of meat, lamb, bean sprouts, mushrooms, corn, kung pao sauce, peanut sauce, teriyaki sauce, all in one big bowl. Supposedly people like it. And
Right, and then when you get to the end of the line and you give it to someone, right, and then they
then they fry it
yeah,
on
they
a
fry it
big
up.
grill. And I had to go to six of these restaurants and in a span of 2 weeks. And let me tell you, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah,
I
not a
hate that.
fan. There was a place I forget. I feel like there's a place in Seattle that every all in Kent actually there was a Mongolian grill,
Yeah.
wasn't there?
On Benson on 104th. It was called Chang's Mongolian Grill.
That's what it was. Nice.
And amazingly, it has nothing to do with Mongolia. No
Yeah.
Mongolians in sight. They should call it Chang's Mexican Grill because that's all those people there are working are, I believe, are Latinos, as it were.
I love how for a second there it got really un-PC, so all of a sudden we had to like choose the right.
I had to back off. I can't say the
Yeah.
word Mexican.
Yeah, it's Latinos.
Amerigo Vespucci. I believe that's who America was named after.
Well, it wasn't it, his name was Amerigo, right?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Map maker. You know, we had an argument about we had an argument about that a few weeks back about how the Americas were named, and I looked in on my constant one of my two constant ways to solve arguments is Wikipedia and IMDb. Kind of like
Yes.
the two constant argument solvers because those are the only kind of arguments that can actually be solved through evidence, because the other ones are like religion and politics, and those ones just go on and on, and there's no good way. But the second someone says, you know, that person looks like Chunk from Goonies, and then someone else says, who played Chunk? And then, you know, for an hour everyone argues. Not that anyone really knows who played Chunk, but and then IMDb comes to the rescue, and then the other one is Wikipedia. Whenever there's anything that is at all rooted in fact, we'll argue for an hour, and then someone will go, all right, I'm looking it up. And so we looked it up to find out, and apparently. There is a bit of contention as far as who as far as whether or not it was Amerigo Vespucci who the country was named after, or if it was some other thing, or if
some other
he,
bloke named America.
Yeah, or if he, because initially I think everyone's idea of it is that he didn't have a part in it, so he made a map of the New World and signed his name at the bottom, and then someone came by later and was like, "What is this? A map of the New World? What are we calling the New World?" And they couldn't read it, and they said, "Oh, it's America." Which that I remember in school, it was always like Amerigo Vespucci was like the
well. My question is, how did it jump from America? If he did indeed sign the bottom of that map, Amerigo, how did he go from Amerigo to America? Unless America is the female, you know, like how in Spanish they have
mm-hmm.
they have different words for the female and the
yeah.
male version.
Yeah, I think actually that is what it is, because his name Amerigo, I think, is also rooted in another, like, I don't think it's Latin, but there's a root there that they then femalized, or whatever you would, I'll call it they vaginated. They vaginated his name because countries, I guess, have to be women.
Why don't they name it after his last name? I mean, you figure if I had a street name after me, I wouldn't want to. Well, actually, I'll use you. I mean, you probably want to call it Murray Street, not Garrett Street, right?
Right. And there are actually a lot of Murray Streets. I don't know how many Pang Streets there are, though.
No. Although I'd much rather have Pang Street than Kevin Street.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Kind of gay, actually. You know, it's amazing that I guess about 500 years ago that the answers to all of life's query, of course, with the invention of the Gutenberg press, was the Bible.
Right.
You know, back then there weren't a lot of Bibles around, but after that was the invention that sort of really put Christianity and pushed it forward because of the Bible. That's where you would go and find all your life's you know, questions, you know, is there a God? How is the world made? And now, 500 years later, it's Wikipedia.
Yeah, I bet that's actually a pretty good tagline for them, you know? First there was the Bible, now there's Wikipedia.
Can we go on Wikipedia right now and try to change Amerigo Vespucci? Because we could, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would get rolled back, I'm sure. It's surprising how many people they have. It's weird. The whole idea of a wiki in general, or I don't know how people pronounce it. They pronounce it wiki. Somebody said wiki the other day. That sounds weird.
I call it Jikipedia. Just the same way I call it GIFs.
Jikipedia.
Yeah, I like putting a J in front of every word, and just makes it sexier, I think.
Yeah, I actually sort of like the sound of that.
there was something in the news. Several months ago about, I believe he's the owner of a newspaper chain, I forgot. His name is John C. Baller. His son's actually an anchor on NBC News. And someone changed his Wikipedia entry to say that, to give him some really bad transgressions, like he, raped a donkey in his youth, or something like, or I don't think it was as blatant and obvious. Like, you wouldn't see that and go, oh, some drunk probably just went there and screwed with the entry. But it got repeated, I guess, in the press circles, and people actually thought that they associated him with that immoral act. It doesn't come to me right now, but and then there's this whole debate about whether Wikipedia is actually a good reference site for journalists, and the conclusion was that, no, you do not want to use Wikipedia. It's good just to check and just to see, but you always want to double check. So
right, yeah. I mean, I think that in general, anything on the internet, no matter what its quality level, you assume is still subject to intense amounts of inaccuracy.
And the thing is, I also think the same way about the Bible.
You want to check all the facts before you report them?
Exactly. Jesus, I don't know the pronunciation.
Yeah, there's no pronunciation key that I know of in the Bible. So everyone could literally be mispronunciating it.
How is that? What was the language that they spoke on in Passion of the Christ? Aramaic?
Yeah, Aramaic, yeah.
Was Jesus an Aramaic word?
That's a good question. Could they call him Jesus, right? In the movie. I didn't actually see the movie.
I didn't see it either. Let's assume that we did, and so let's jump to conclusions because
Oh, okay,
that's
yeah, so they
what
must
we're
have called him Jesus.
doing. Right. Remember that scene when that clown like came out of the horse buggy? Yeah, what did they cast Tara Reid as Mary? I don't know, Virgin Mary.
Oh
Part
man, have
of
you
Mount
seen
Sinai.
her stomach? Oh.
No, what's about her
Oh,
stomach?
she had really she's like a she's a candidate for worst what's it called? Worst plastic surgery experiments. She
Oh
had
yeah.
liposuction apparently at one point, and they removed too much, and so the skin on her abdomen started to dimple. And it just got really screwed up, and she's got this like it basically she kind of looks like a burn victim, but without the actual burn. Like the skin is similar in its texture, like kind of lumpy and weird looking. And
Really? Are you sure that's not her spleen that's jiggling inside?
it could be seeing her spleen. I'm totally, the great thing about this podcast thing is that I can actually put a picture of Tara Reid's dirty stomach into the thing, so
Really?
that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, so that everyone could see what her it's really, I mean, it's not good at all. And I found the reason that I know about it is I saw it from this site, which I'm trying to find now. It's like an
Awfulplasticsurgeries.com.
yeah, that's the one. Awful, is that what it is? Awful plastic surgeries.
I think so.
These.com. Oh, that's not it. What is it?
And the clicking you hear in the background is Garrett typing it as we speak, just
Yes.
to as a point of reference.
It's awful plastic surgery with notplural.com. And yeah, she's also, the problem is she's got just a lot of wrong stuff. Like she had breast implants, they're like really bad, so her breasts are like really uneven. And there's this one picture that I saw a while ago where for some unknown reason, oh, I guess she lost her dress fell down at some event.
Yeah, and it popped out.
Yeah, and so her left breast popped out, and when it popped out, at the same exact time, people were snapping pictures. So they got like, not only did they get like candid pictures of her breast hanging out, but they got like really great quality pictures. And she just has the most disgusting scarring around her nipple. And on the site, they show it's so weird because the fact that she makes so much money but would have the cheapest version of breast implant surgery, it just boggles my mind. And so she's got these really awful, and then at the same time, she's clearly alcoholic now. Like on that show, she's constantly boozing it up, and
Oh, paradise.
yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen tons and tons of pictures of her just drunk at the end of the episode, like falling down drunk, and people have been saying that all she does on the show is she just gets drunk immediately. But
So she starts off with some semblance of balance at the beginning of the episode,
yeah,
and
it's kind of, yeah.
by the end of 30 minutes, and incidentally in real time too,
Yeah, basically.
she gets completely plastered in 30 minutes, 22 minutes if you don't count the commercial. So
Right. Yeah, it's effectively,
amazing.
it's kind of like a new format for 24. It's like Tara Reid getting drunk in real time. And then at the end, she falls down and her panties hang out, and you get to see really gross cellulite legs and stuff like that.
I'm going to tee. In fact, I am teeing that right now. I'm just thinking too. Two breasts. What if you? This is just. I guess a theory. Three breasts. Is there a surgery that can give you three? I mean, who's good, three's better.
I haven't seen anyone with three breasts, but the curious thing is, I would have thought, and maybe it was just ill timing because, breast implant surgery in the 80s, obviously not as popular as it is today. It was more dangerous, silicone and all that stuff. But I think that if they were to do a re-release of Total Recall, on DVD, you would see people getting wanting the third breast. 'Cause I don't know if you remember that scene in the movie, where that black guy who apparently is also like an alien inside and has a weird fake arm. Later in the movie
That's a
you find
racist
out.
statement.
Yeah. That was pretty racist, actually. You're right.
No, not. Can I just make a disclaimer?
Yeah.
Not all black people are aliens. It's not. Well, no, it's not true. Not true
right.
at all.
No, that is, you're right. That is not
but
true.
But go on. Back to Total Recall.
Yeah. So he, there's a part in the thing where on Mars, in their really dank, orange bars that they have on Mars, there are all these weird freaks who live there, and they don't really explain why these people are freaks. I don't think they ever say. I think that they hint that the fact that there isn't a lot of oxygen creates mutants. I don't know if that's necessarily true, because there are a lot of divers who hold their breath for a long time, but they don't come out of the water with like weird faces. And so there's a scene, and they're in the bar, and this guy walks up to this girl, and she's like, hey, what are you looking for? And she opens her shirt, and she has a third breast in the center. And as a kid, when I saw Total Recall, I was like, holy Jesus, is that possible? Is that
was this where the sternum is between the two existing breasts, or is this sort of an upside down triangle?
No, it was directly in between them. So you basically just had three breasts in a row. It was actually a little crowded,
It's kind of like, when you watch Ripley's Believe It or Not, the guy has three billiard balls in his mouth, and he's smiling. Is it sort of like that?
I almost immediately agreed with that, too. I've never seen that, but yes, if I'm imagining what you're imagining, then yes. And, at some point in the movie, it comes back again where somebody comes up and, like, squeezes the third one for no good reason, but...
And amazingly, it squirts out squid ink, just
yeah,
for the hell of it.
Squid ink breast. She has squid later in the movie. Actually, I think later in the movie she just gets shot, because it's a Paul Verhoeven movie, and he loves just absolutely atrocious violence. Like, I don't know if you remember in RoboCop, when Murphy gets killed in the beginning, like, he gets shot 150 times, and they just keep shooting him. And it's not like a classic movie thing where he gets shot and he, like, falls down, he's dead. He's, like, alive while they shoot him for 45 seconds on screen, and he's screaming as they just keep shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. So, like, it's this thing that, in all his movies, I remember after Starship Troopers came out on the DVD, they had an interview with him about, how he feels about it. And he says all his movies always start out as rated X. And then the MPAA goes through and tells him whatever, and then he cuts it to NC-17. And then the MPAA goes through, and eventually, over a span of several months of cutting, he gets it just so that it's R, so he can release it.
Speaking of which, have you seen Brokeback Mountain? Just curious.
I have not.
Okay.
I opted. Katya wanted to see Brokeback Mountain, and I wanted to see Syriana before it left theaters, so I opted for that.
I see. I've seen it 9 times, and let me tell you about the new. No, I haven't. How did we get from Amerigo Vespucci to
Brokeback Mountain? I think they're directly related. I think that it's a perfect segue. Like, how did we name this country? Have you seen Brokeback Mountain or Brokeback Mountain?
This is what we need to do next time, and I'm absolutely serious about this. We need to pick two completely opposite ends of the spectrum topics. Three breasts, the breast where the sternum is between the two existing breasts, and America Vespucci. And within sort of like the six degrees of separation, we try to go in a, not actually force upon the issue, but actually a cognizant, a coherent conversation that connects one A to letter F. But, it can't seem contrived.
I like that idea, the natural progression between two absolutely unrelated topics. All right, so this is the first of hopefully many random podcasts.
Yes, and I've been meaning to take a piss for the last half hour, and
awesome.
I will do so right now.
Awesome. So, so you go, and you've been Kevin Pang.
And you've been Garrett Murray.
Yes, and you'll be able to find this podcast and hopefully more through GarrettMurray.net, which is good. And it's two R's and two T's. It's GarrettMurray. So until next time, then.
All right. Cheers.